From Spark and Anvil and Cityforge, this is Berm, in Chapter 1 of the Cityforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Berm was a sturdy, unhurried beaver in muddy boots, and she was always building up gentle mounds of earth, planting them thick with grass and reeds and willow. Folks sometimes teased her for it. "A little hill of dirt," they'd say. "That's your big flood plan? Where's your great tall wall?" "I don't build walls against water," Berm would answer, patting a green mound. "Water always wins against a wall, sooner or later. I build a place for the water to go, room for it. That's resilience. Not stopping the storm, but bending so it passes through without breaking you."
City Forge sat by a river, and the river, everyone knew, would flood someday. The only question was how the city would meet it. Most of the town wanted a wall, a tall, hard, concrete rampart along the river to keep the water out. It felt strong. Water. Places that could flood harmlessly and drain again. Room she was leaving for the river to breathe into. It didn't look like defense. It looked like she was just gardening near the river. The great flood came in a wet autumn, higher and harder than anyone had planned for. It hit the tall concrete wall first. The wall stood, proud, rigid, unbending, and the water rose against it and rose and pressed, all its force met by all the wall stiffness, with nowhere for either to give. And then, with a sound like the world cracking, the overwhelmed wall shattered, and the flood it had been holding back poured through the break all at once, in a single furious wave, into the streets behind it. The rigid thing had held perfectly, right up until it failed completely. But where Berm had built, her low green banks, her reed beds, her flood-ready parks, something else happened. The water rose there too. And the soft earth and the thirsty reeds and the set-aside parks simply took it in, soaked it up, let it spread wide and shallow and slow across the room she'd left for it. The willows stood in water to their knees and didn't mind. The flood arrived and was welcomed and passed and drained away. And the neighborhoods behind Berm's gentle mounds stayed dry.
Afterward, standing in a muddy, soggy, entirely intact park, an old raccoon counselor turned to Berm. "The wall was some that stronger," he said, bewildered, "and it broke. Your little hills of dirt held." "The wall wasn't stronger," Berm said gently. "It was stiffer, and stiff things shatter because they meet all that force with no give at all. My banks aren't strong. They're resilient. They bend. They make room. They let the water do what water's going to do anyway. Somewhere it can't hurt anyone. You can't outwall a river, but you can plan for it and leave it somewhere to go."
Berm walked her drying green banks as the last of the flood soaked away, pressing a fresh willow cutting into the soft earth, and felt a deep and rooted calm spread all through her. She would never build the tall, proud walls people wanted. Her work would always look humble. A little grass, a little room, a few soaked reeds. But there was a warm, settled peace in it, steadier than any fortress. The grounded contentment of a builder who had learned that real strength is often the willingness to bend, to make room, to work with a force instead of against it. The city behind her was dry and whole, and that quiet fact felt better in her chest than any wall ever could. "Not a wall," she murmured, tamping down the willow, gentle and sure. "A place to go." And she felt, all the way down, at ease.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Berm. Released under Creative Commons BY NC SA 4.0
for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.